In this video, we're going to talk about the second fundamental that this course is based on, and that is to focus your message. Being focused is in itself a superpower. It makes it so much easier for people to absorb the material that you're communicating, and it just feels good. It feels good to read a message that's focused. So every day, we are overloaded with information. Doesn't matter who you are, just because of the day and age that we live in, unless you're living alone in a jungle, there is so much information. Whether it's YouTube videos, the ads that we see as we walk around a city, wherever it is, watching TV, it's just all this information coming right at us. And because all this information is constantly bombarding us, it's the simple messages that are the most powerful. It's the ones that we're able to easily remember that stick. So if we can simplify the message that we're trying to communicate, it makes it much more powerful because people get it immediately. And it's something that they're more likely to remember, and it's likely to have an impact on their life. So the question is, how do you focus your message? And there are two key things that you can do. The first is to create a customer avatar. So when we're writing copy, if we don't have a customer avatar, our default setting is to write to all of the people that we think are going to read our copy. So for example, let's say you want to write an Instagram post for your business, and you know that probably at least 1,000 people are going to view your post. Well, if we start writing that piece of copy, and it's all the material for that Instagram post, we're writing for 1,000 people. And because we're trying to write for all these people, our message becomes unfocused. We're trying to cater to the needs and desires of all these different people. Whether we're doing this consciously or subconsciously, when we're writing for 1,000 people that we expect to read our message, we're not focused. So what we want to do instead is create a sheet, which is a customer avatar. And this is just a description of a single person that we're writing for that does a pretty good job of representing our entire target audience. And it's really fun if you can pull an image or photo of a previous customer of yours or just someone on Google Images. And that way, when you're going to write that Instagram post, you imagine that you're writing that post specifically for that one person in your customer avatar. And it's amazing how our writing shifts when instead of trying to write for 1,000 people at once, we're writing for that very specific person. Because even if we have 1,000 people read our post, it's 1,000 individuals that are reading it. It's always going to be a single person reading your copy. So the more we can write our copy specifically for one person, the more our message is focused, the more fun it is to read, and the more powerful the message is. And this is something that, if you don't believe me yet, don't worry. You just kind of have to trust this, because this has been a copywriting fundamental for years, and it really makes a huge difference in how you write your copy. The second way to focus your message is to ask yourself these three main questions. Number one, what's your big idea? If you were to boil down your copy into a single phrase, what is the most important thing that you're trying to communicate to your reader? In that Instagram post, what's the core idea? Because this is the simple message that's likely to stick with your reader long after they read your copy. The next is, what feeling does your reader want most? What are they desiring? So for example, let's say you're writing an Instagram post that's promoting your yoga classes. What feeling does your reader want the most? It's not yoga that they want. They want a certain feeling that they're going to get when they take yoga. Maybe they're looking for the feeling of peace in their life, and everything is so hectic and they just want to feel stillness and clarity. It's important that before we go to write our copy, that we're clear about the feeling that our reader wants the most. And the last one is, what action do you want your reader to take? So the most important thing about copywriting is that we're leading someone to take a specific action. So by the time they read this Instagram post, since we're using that example, we don't want them to just say, wow, that was an awesome message, and they totally got that I want to feel peaceful. And then they go on through the rest of their day like they never really read your copy. Like, it made a difference in their life, but they didn't take any action because of it. So instead, we want to be very clear about what specific action we want our reader to take. After they're finished reading our Instagram post, do we want them to sign up to our email list? Do we want them to comment on our photo? Do we want them to enroll in one of our classes? And maybe every piece of copy you write doesn't have an action, but the more often we can become clear on what that specific action is, the more we're going to notice results in our business, and our copy is going to become even more focused. Because ultimately, the entire copy is a slide that's leading them to take this one specific action. So I know I kind of threw a lot at you in this video. Don't worry, we have an entire module in this course where we're going to break down how to focus your message. But I get really excited about this stuff, and I just want to show you what's coming up inside of this course. And the thing is, once your message is focused, writing your copy becomes so much easier. Because instead of having a blank white sheet where we're just frazzled and we're trying to include the important points without forgetting anything, we already know what the big idea we're trying to communicate is. We already know what feeling we want our reader to have. We already know what specific action we want our reader to take. And we even have this avatar or photo of our customer so we know exactly who we're writing for. In this video, we reviewed the second fundamental of this course, which is to focus your message.